Welcome to the Tuesday morning zine, Pandora's Box, the other side of the story on your health and the environment. This is Joni Trussell, co-host of Pandora's Box, and today I'm here with Pete Dronkers of Earthworks, Southwest Circuit Rider for Earthworks, who last week attended a panel and film showing in Pagosa Springs on fracking from both an oil and gas and geothermal perspective. The film Rooted Lands tells the story of fracking in Mora County, New Mexico, as well as the entire Four Corners of New Mexico. Welcome, Pete.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about this meeting and the two differing perspectives that went on?
Sure. It was sort of a two-prong meeting. One was to hear from a representative from the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which is essentially a pro-drilling state agency, and the assistant director of the Tres Rios Field Office of the Bureau of Land Management. And so they were there. There was also a few other panel speakers with the Chama Peak Land Alliance, which does great work in that area, working on civic issues, land management issues, drilling, that sort of thing. And then the other part was to show that video, which was a documentary that was completed, I think, about 4 years ago, about some of the oil and gas issues that they're facing there. So it was a part panel discussion and an open house type meeting, as well as the film screening. So, and it was, the turnout was quite amazing. A lot of people there.
So. And so in that discussion, was there any resolution of the problems inherent in gas and oil production?
There wasn't any binding decisions that were made there, but the issue that they're facing there, which I think people should be aware of in this area too, at least we should have this on our radar screen, is the depth of the fracking that's proposed there. They have a couple of very large lease parcels right on ranches and next to ranches with a river running through it, and it's a very sensitive sort of ecosystem. And they have shale that is at about 400 feet of depth, which is adjacent to a drinking water aquifer. So the contamination risks there are much higher than they are if the shale is thousands and thousands of feet deep. So what they're trying to do is figure out how to not allow that. In my opinion, they're quite against the shallow fracking, and that's where it's proposed to occur. So they have very big concerns about that, and you just should not be fracking where there's a drinking water aquifer.
And so, when you say they who are against it, who was it that showed up that was against it?
So there's the people that are part of that land alliance. They're not anti-drilling per se, but it's really about the shallow nature of the shale at where the leases are there. And so that's where they're coming at it from, but I don't think they're and I'm not going to speak for them. You know, they should be on the show if they're going to speak about what they're for and against, but certainly they're against that part of it. I think they're also looking at other ways to have a different approach to oil and gas drilling, which is different from how the BLM approaches it, where industry nominates parcels, they go through the permit approval, and all of a sudden you have it, even if you are a private landowner and you don't own the minerals underneath you and the federal government does, you really have no choice over that. So that's a big problem anywhere, including there. But I think they're trying to work with the BLM instead of just being told what to do by BLM, which is normally how it works. And so, from what I've heard, they've had a little bit of difficulty working, you know, trying to incorporate these two land management processes, one through the Land Alliance and one through the BLM. And from what I've heard, they're having difficulties actually working collaboratively with the BLM, and their civic servants, they should be working with the people and not in a vacuum. So,
the BLM.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and was there discussion about, when you say that the shallowness of the wells, was there discussion about the impact of deeper wells? Was that in that discussion?
Yeah, I certainly brought that up, and I had heard a statistic, and I wanted to get their opinion on this, the, or at least the BLM and the COGCC representative, about concrete casing failures, because this is the part of the well column that actually penetrates the drinking water aquifers and the freshwater aquifers. And based on the depth of that water, you're required to case it with concrete in addition to the steel, and that prevents contaminants from flowing up around the pipe into the aquifer. So I had heard a statistic that something like 1 in 5 will fail over time, or fails during completion, which severs the conduit and allows the contaminants to actually rupture into the aquifer. That doesn't imply that 1 out of 5 wells lead to widespread groundwater contamination. It just means that 1 in 5 have casing problems. And so I did bring that up, and that was, they didn't quite believe that statistic. But the fact is that there's a high probability of concrete casings failing, and that is what can lead to contamination. Like I said, it doesn't do it every single time, but that's what can open the conduit for the contaminants to flow. So that's a concern everywhere, you know.
Okay, so this is Pandora's Box, and we'll be taking a break, and we'll be back in a minute. This is Joni Trussell, co-host of Pandora's Box, and we're back today with Pete Dronkers, a Southwest Circuit writer for Earthworks, and we're talking about fracking and what's happening around Colorado and New Mexico. And one of the things that I know that you had talked to me about before the show was this new piece of equipment that you have that you're planning to go to New Mexico and check out.
Yeah, so this is called a FLIR camera, and this is an incredible piece of machinery that that can detect volatile organic compounds. It can detect methane and other types of gaseous releases, and it can separate those out from, say, steam and thermal releases. So, you know, any sort of processing facility is likely to release some sort of heat, but this thing can actually distinguish between volatile organic compounds, other gases, and the heat originated emissions. And so what that enables us to do is to go to places like a well pad right next to a school, in the case of where we're going to, it's still tentative, but we're pretty much planning on going to Aztec in about 3 weeks, and we're going to see a well pad that's 50 feet from a playground and about 150 feet from a school. And we're going to shoot this, and we're going to see exactly where these very toxic gases are going. And as far as air emissions from fracking, from not just the infrastructure, but from the wellheads themselves, both during completion and after well completion, there's a lot of bad things coming out into the air, and it's just now starting to be studied on a widespread basis, and people are finally getting answers to these questions of why people are getting nosebleeds that live close to a well that's being completed or even after it's completed. And the FLIR camera can allow us to actually see exactly where they're going, and I've seen some footage from other areas, and you can actually see not just the heat, but the actual gases, and these are very toxic gases that originate 7,000 feet underground, and you can see them going right over people's fences into their houses. And so this is a common problem on the Front Range, and so that's going to be a site that we're going to check out. We're also going to go to the Western Slope. I think we're going to go to the Western Slope. Like I said, the logistics are all being finalized still. And then we're hoping to go to Aztec. And so we're going to do 3 sort of stops on this and check out places where people are having health issues. And we can document it, because this closes the debate as far as what people are saying. You can see it on the computer screen right in front of you. Here's where it's going, right into your house.
And this is one of the ballot initiatives that got taken off. Was the distance from a fracking well to a person's house or a playground, and that's the one that Governor Hickenlooper took off, and they have some kind of committee, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So that's called the setbacks, and I believe it was a proposed 2,000-foot setback, which I I have to check the numbers again, but that doesn't seem like quite enough to me, because those emissions can I mean, if it's, the wind's going a certain way, they're going to, you know, remain in high concentration for a while. But yeah, those ballot initiatives are no longer, and the governor's is in the process of convening a task force to suggest regulations to the state legislature in place of the ballot initiative. So the pro-industry ones and the pro-conservation ones were all thrown out. And a lot of work went into it, so there's been some heartburn on that.
So, which brings us to the film that will be coming to this area, which is an appeal to Governor Hickenlooper. Can you speak a little bit about when that's happening and what that is?
Sure. So Dear Governor Hickenlooper is a film that was finished up fairly recently. It's mostly dealing with some of the issues on the Front Range about fracking close to urban areas and some of the impacts people are feeling there on a wide variety of fronts. And so it's a collection of about, I don't know, eight or 10 short films. And it's a great film. I've seen it already, and I can't wait to screen it. We're going to screen it in Cortez on September 12th and in Durango on September 11th. So the one in Cortez is going to be at the Annex building, and that's at 108 North Chestnut, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. Friday, September 12th. And then there will also be one in Durango the previous night, Thursday, September 11th, also at 7 p.m., and that's going to be in the Chemistry Auditorium. It's Chem 130 is the auditorium that it will be at Fort Lewis College. And again, that's at September 11th at 7 p.m. So,
and then there's one more thing I just wanted, for people who want to learn more about what's happening with fracking. At 6 p.m. tonight, there's a town hall that's on the phone. Americans Against Fracking Coalition will host a town hall to outline upcoming events in the movement against fracking. Winona Hodder of Food and Water Watch, Sandra Steingraber, a nationally renowned biologist in the tradition of Rachel Carson, Josh Fox, producer of Gasland and Gasland 2, will be on the line. And if you're interested, you can call 559-726-1200, and the code is 776632 to join in. So, Pete Drockers, thank you for joining us today. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with another edition of Pandora's Box.